Shabbos. You know, that Tzadik Hatamar Yifrak is a beautiful psalm, and I just want to read a little bit from the very end of it, make sure that we sort of heard what it is. It says, Od yenuvun beseva, in old age, these righteous individuals will remain fruitful, still fresh and bountiful, proclaiming Adonai is upright, my rock, in whom there is no flaw. It is a beautiful image of aging. And so I'd like to dedicate this sermon to the memory of Hai Jackson, who we lost this week, but who was given 99 years, and who I think really is a beautiful example of how that particular psalm ends. And we'll get back to Hai a little bit later. But I want to share, this is a really awesome Shabbat for me because it comes just on the heels of Yom HaAtzma'ut, of Israel Independence Day. And Israel is very, very dear and very important to the Jewish people, but certainly to my family in so many ways. We owe our children to Israel in a very real way, but that's a different story for another time. But when Yom HaAtzma'ut comes around, it, you know, I definitely really feel connected to it. And this year, I also had the honor of teaching about Israel and Zionism to our Introduction to Judaism class right here in this room. And it was a wonderful class, had a couple of hours with a lot of bright, curious people who are on this Jewish journey, many choosing to become Jewish. And yet this thing about Israel is kind of hard to connect to, because it's about a homeland that maybe doesn't feel like your homeland. You didn't grow up with associations with it. And so for the first half of that time together, what we really spoke about was home and what home means. And that if you're in a class looking for a new religion, you're looking for a new home. And maybe it also means that for some, where you came from wasn't completely a home, at least for your spirit. And we had a great discussion because what we really discovered in part is that everyone to some degree has this same issue. Am I at home? Do I fit? What is my place? How do I get there? And it really stood out to me because I think that right now in America, so many Americans don't feel like we're at home. And it doesn't matter who's in office, people are feeling bereft, like how is this my home? And a couple of things happen if you've been following the news at all in politics. And I want to share it not for the politics of it, but because there is an interruption in a fundamental Jewish value that I think is about home, that we as a society need more help with. And the first one I want to share actually comes from someone who I have a lot of respect for, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who came in with this marvelous Green New Deal plan, trying to move us forward. And that's all to the well and good, but the announcement she made really sort of stuck in my craw. She said, "I don't expect the old people in Congress to back my plan or even to understand it. And so I guess we will have to sweep them out of office and replace them with younger people who understand the dangers of global warming more than they do before we can implement it." So that was sort of that first piece. And boy, my mother recycled straws. I kid you not, they went on the top rack of the dishwasher. I mean, the Depression era people, you want to know about reduce, reuse, recycle? This generation has nothing on what used to be done. And then, as though that were not enough, the following day, something even more startling sort of happened. A group of school children, most of whom were under 10, had made their way into Senator Dianne Feinstein's office, and they presented her with a copy of the Green New Deal. And this is what they said. "We're giving you a copy of this program, and we hope that you will read it, even though we know that you are 85 years old And so we suppose reading must be very hard for you at your age. I should end right there, right? I mean, wow! If you needed a definition of chutzpah, that's a beautiful thing. And Dianne Feinstein has fought over decades on behalf of the environment. So it makes no sense. But there's this divide between red and blue and coasts and heartland and college educated and blue collar and between the young and the old. And you can't have a home with those sorts of divisions. And this week's Parsha of Kiddushim, which is filled with some of the most elevated moral statements that any tradition has ever brought into the world, says, Lifnei Seva Takum. Lifnei Seva Takum. I want to tell you, when you enter into an Israeli bus, the front seats all have on there Lifnei Seva Takum. So what does it mean? It means before the hoary-haired, before the elderly rise. It doesn't say these seats are reserved for the elderly. It doesn't ensconce a right like when you read our buses. It gives a biblical injunction to encourage people to understand that that bus has to be a home for everyone. And we're an age of society. And we need to do better. And I know we work very hard to welcome in younger families, and I'm so happy to see so many young folks in here tonight for the service. And sometimes I have to remind our older congregants that it's okay if we hear some noise from our younger Jewish congregants, because they're also at home. But there is something broken in how we relate. And Judaism has this understanding that if we show respect for the weakest in society, but also for those who built the society that each of us has inherited, then the intergenerational bond that makes a house a home and a nation a country for all can take place. So I encourage you, whether you are one of those who fit the category of seva, whether you're the youngest or somewhere in between, that when we see a way to help and build those connections between the generations, then we will have built a home. And Hi Jackson did that. Hi Jackson took his blended family and made it into a family of love and respect and caring and concern. And we're going to celebrate his life on Sunday because of that. We're all in it together, friends. And I don't know what to do to help our society get that. But I know you get it. So let's go out and live it and model it and demonstrate for everyone else. Shabbat shalom. From my home to your home.